Coach's Insight program's back on the air. Another week here on KARE 93.7. We'll start with Atchison getting set for the second to last week of the regular season here in high school football. Atchison head coach Jim Smith joining us, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, you know, a lot to get to from Friday's game and the big-time win over Highland Park, 70-56 in an absolute shootout. Jesse Greenlee was magnificent, monster night for him. Again, the offense just continues to roll. But you check off, I guess, part of a box, so to speak. You assure yourself at least a share of the conference and league title here for 2022. So, yet still some work to be done, but you at least check off a portion of that box. How good does that feel to see some of that hard work pay off now?
Well, it's a great feeling, and that's something we talked about even before the game about, you know, how big the win that would be for us.
Jesse Greenlee, let's get to him. He's been putting up monster numbers all year. 335 yards, 9 touchdowns. First off, if that's not a school record, I'd be shocked. If you know or not, I'm not sure if that was a school record or anything like that, but just an absolutely tremendous night from him. He credits the offensive line, and rightfully so, but talk about Jesse and the ball game that you witnessed with him.
Well, yeah, as far as my tenure goes, it's definitely a record. He was just he was running so hard. He was running so physical. He not only was running over people, but he was also making people miss, which I think a lot of times he doesn't get enough credit for his quick feet.
Yeah, and one thing that kind of stood out was the amount of carries, and he's a guy that usually tends to get quite a bit of the workload on offense, but he had nearly 40 carries this week. Was it just a scenario where it was just, boy, he had the hot hand, let's just keep feeding it to him?
Well, we're actually, you know, we're reading a lot of that. We're running inside zone. Trey Carter, our quarterback, excuse me, he has the option of keeping it or giving it, but gosh, the way the line was just getting off the ball, the give was there all night.
Yeah, Trey Carter in the article here from the Atchison Globe, good stuff, and just I thought one of his quotes was really good. You just give him the ball and watch. It's the easiest thing I've done playing football. I don't know about you, but I just thought that was kind of fun to see from him.
It really was, and plus Trey's being pretty modest there because Trey had a big night. He rushed for 101 yards himself and also threw for 185.
And what was the key? I mean, obviously the offense needed to be, because you knew going in how good this Highland Park team was and the athletes that they had, and the defense just making enough stops when it mattered.
Yeah, they have a young man, Trey Richardson. I'll tell you what, I've never seen a kid as fast as him, and I've had a lot of fast kids on my team.
Jesse Greenlee again with the 9 touchdown, 330-plus yard performance, nearing 1,200 yards now of total offense, and 26 touchdowns here. And, you know, we're down to the final couple weeks here in the regular season. You'll have the final league game to try to cement yourself as the outright league champs in week 8. But this week you step out of league play, non-district, kind of an odd opponent. Not, shouldn't say odd, but, you know, it's still a local opponent here, and that's Perry Lecompton. What stands out about the Cause team as you prep for them?
Well, the biggest thing that stands out is their record is not indicative of how good a team they are. They're 2-4, and of their 4 losses, those teams are combined 22-2. So we know that they're a good ball club.
Yeah, what do they do specifically? They got a really good quarterback. They can do a little bit of both. They can run it. They can throw it. As you kind of prep your defense this week, what are the few things you're kind of pinpointing, like, okay, this is something we know that they can do. This is what we're trying to stop.
Well, their offense is a lot like ours, and they're going to do a lot of read options as far as whether it's pass or throw. And so, you know, we've seen that all year just going against ourselves, and they execute it very well.
We'll have this ball game on KARE 93.7 Friday night at Perry Lecompton. Finally, Coach, just a few keys for this one and kind of the expectations for this one on the road at Perry this week.
Well, I think we got to take care of the ball, and we have to I think we're going to have to maintain some composure this week just because they are a good ball club, and I just think that they might get up on us a little bit. You just don't know, but I think if we do and we keep our composure, we should be okay.
Atchison head coach Jim Smith joining us. A stellar start to the year. They have at least assured themselves a piece of the Metal Arc Conference title here in 2022 after the win over Highland Park. Undefeated at 6-0, they go to Perry Lecompton this week, a ball game you can hear on KARE 93.7. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much.